بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. هذه كلام شرف وتارة الشيخ حضرت حكيم محمد أختر ساب رحمة الله عليه. The title is يا جبال الحرم.
میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. یہ دعائے حرم لذت ملتزم ہو عطا سب کو یہ نعمت مغتنم. یہ دعائے حرم لذت ملتزم ہو عطا سب کو یہ نعمت مغتنم. اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم. اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا یہ کرم کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. آ گیا سامنے روضہ محترم جس کی زیارت کو یا رب ترستے تھے ہم. آ گیا سامنے روضہ محترم جس کی زیارت کو یا رب ترستے تھے ہم. رحمت دو جہاں
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
رحمت دو جہاں کا ہے فیض اتم جن کے صدقے میں مسلم و مؤمن ہے ہم. رحمت دو جہاں کا ہے فیض اتم جن کے صدقے میں مسلم و مؤمن ہے ہم. آپ ہی کے شرف سے یہ رتبہ ملا امت مسلمہ ہے جو خیر الامم. آپ ہی کے شرف سے یہ رتبہ ملا امت مسلمہ ہے جو خیر الامم. ہے سلاطین عالم احرام میں بن کے حاضر ہوئے ہے گدا ہے حرم. ہے سلاطین عالم احرام میں بن کے حاضر ہوئے ہے گدا ہے حرم. میرے مالک یہ اختر کی سن لے دعا ہو مقدر میں ہر سال دید حرم. میرے مالک یہ اختر کی سن لے دعا ہو مقدر میں ہر سال دید حرم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة على عباده الذين اصطفى. This beautiful ashar actually a bayan of our honorable illustrious Zaga Sheikh Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Nawwar Allah Marqadahu Rumi Waqt Abrazi Zamana Mujaddidi Zamana. And appropriate in this time that it is the Mausam of Hajj, Hazrat is teaching us that what is true love and what is true Iman, that everything that is attached and connected and has got nisbat to Allah Rabbul Izzat, a person should have great love for that. Then only a person's iman will increase. So Hazrat is explaining, when a person is going on this Mubarak journey of Hajj, of Umrah, then as you coming, before you even have the beautiful sight of the Haram Sharif itself, you see the beautiful mountains around Haram Sharif. And just by looking at that, because it is connected and it is close to Haram Sharif, Hazrat says, Ya Jibal al-Haram, Ya Jibal al-Haram, O mountains of Haram Sharif, O mountains that are connected and close to Haram Sharif, in other words, how honorable are you? You are in the precincts, you are in the neighborhood of Haram Sharif. Anything that is just connected and close by, and it shows from this we understand and realize, to gain the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be close to those things and those great personalities who have got nisbat with Allah Rabbul Izzat. Just to be close to them, you'll get also the great fares, and you'll get the great barakat and the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat then explains that Haram Sharif is far, you can't imagine its status. See, just these mountains alone, Hazrat says, Meri nazro mein tum ho bare muhtaram, Ya Jibal al-Haram, Ya Jibal al-Haram. And this is what we come to learn here, what is true iman. That a person realizes that anything that has got nisbat with Allah Rabbul Izzat, and all those things that are connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat, the value of that we haven't understood. Where are we going to understand the value of Haram Sharif? Where are we going to understand the true value of our pious elders, our mashayikh? And this is why Allah Ta'ala has commanded us that kunu masadiqeen, be what the true pious servants of Allah. They will open the eyes of our hearts and make us realize what are things of value. And then we'll see what we'll enjoy looking at. And we won't then enjoy looking at haram or all other places, etc. The real enjoyment we'll get where there is the nur of Allah Ta'ala descending all the time, Allah's rahmat. So Hazrat says that, O mountains of haram, you are so honorable in my eyes, you are so valuable, that just to take the name of the mountains, Ya Jibal al-Haram, O mountains of haram, you all are very, very honorable. If a person just realizes this, then from far already a person gets that great enjoyment as you come in closer and closer to Haram Sharif. Then Hazrat now explains, now when Allah Ta'ala gives you that special opportunity, that now you in Haram Sharif already. Just now you were just looking at the mountains. Now you right at the multazam already. Ye du'ai haram lazzati multazam. Ho ata sabku ye ni'mat muqtanam. Amin. Hazrat says, now can you imagine when the mountains are so beautiful and it gives you such ecstasy, then now when you just enter Haram Sharif and that first dua that you are making, what enjoyment a person gets. A person doesn't know whether he's standing on the ground or whether he's in the air. And like Hazrat explains in another beautiful poem, that Ya Allah, am I dreaming or is this a reality? That me here in Haram Sharif and a useless personality like me, and then opportunity to be making dua. And here also we learn dua is that great ni'mat which Hazrat has taught us. Anywhere duas are valuable. But then dua in a masjid, how valuable. Dua in Haram Sharif, how valuable. We don't understand how valuable are those duas. But like myself, when Allah gave opportunity, then instead of making duas, we were rather talking, rather to say busy in other things. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize and understand that we should ponder and think that why we are in situations. When we ponder and think, then a person realizes, makes tawbah, istighfar. And as Hazrat in the end teaches us, that still beg Allah Ta'ala, please take us over and over. So Hazrat explains what is the enjoyment of the dua of Haram Sharif. Then the enjoyment of the dua of multazam, Allahu Akbar, where all the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mubarak Sina, all on the Kaaba Sharif and crying to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Hazrat explains from the best duas and from all the duas that you should make, that, O Allah, make me yours, you become mine. Kullana waj'alna lak. Even if you just made that one dua, you made all the duas in the world. And if you didn't make that dua and you asked for everything else, you didn't really make dua, you didn't really take blessings of that opportunity. But like Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, that a person who's got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then naturally, this is the time, most of Hajj, if you're not there physically, your heart should be there. We can think at any time, when you're making dua, we can be thinking, now I'm at Multazam, now I'm making Tawaf, now I'm passing Hajr al-Aswad, I'm passing the Maqam Ibrahim, and all these places, in few seconds, you can be at different places in the Haram, and what enjoyment of dua we will get. This is what we learn from our elders, that how to make our duas even valuable. Otherwise, we don't take out time, myself, for dua also, and then we don't even know how to focus ourselves in duas. Our heart has to be present, our mind has to be present, dua has to be there. And then Hazrat explains, when you realize this great, valuable gift, now the friends of Allah Ta'ala, their hearts are vast. They don't desire everything for themselves. Ho ata sabku ye ni'mati muhtanam. That O Allah, grant every person this very, very great, precious gift of making dua, and then to be present in Haram Sharif, and what your heart being present, and that multazam. O Allah, grant us all this opportunity. But as we have mentioned, whatever the conditions may be, we shouldn't be despondent. Our heart should be connected. Just think now that Haram Sharif is vibrant now. It's the ayam of Mausam of Hajj. People are going. Whether physically they're not going, we should all be connecting our hearts there. Allah give me all of us tawfiq. And the further Hazrat says that a person, when you realize this, eh khuda hai faqad aapka ye karam, kar rahe hai jo hum sab tawaf haram. That oh Allah, it is only your kindness, your mercy that we all are making tawaf of Haram Sharif. And we can see it is only Allah Ta'ala's mercy. Nobody can allow you to go haram. When Allah Ta'ala opens the doors, anybody Allah Ta'ala brings. People that you can't imagine. The person hasn't got a cent in his pocket, how Allah Ta'ala brings him. And if we don't appreciate and we don't make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala keeps us away to make us realize that make shukr to Allah. Beg Allah Ta'ala, turn to Allah Ta'ala, wants to see how much of talab, the more talab you got, that is how much Allah Ta'ala opens His doors of rahmat again. And then Hazrat now takes us from Haram Sharif, right in front of our Honorable Master, Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Islam, who taught us the value of all those things. A gaya samne rozae muhtaram, jiski ziyarat ko ya Rab taraste te hum. That, oh Allah, now you have brought me in front of rozae Park. Allahu Akbar, just you see the beautiful green dome, under which Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is resting. And imagine Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam resting right down, the dome becomes so honorable because of the beautiful countenance of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So from far, when you look at the rozae, the green dome, the Gumbat-e-Khadra, you go in a trance. And now when you come in front of Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, on the one end, a ummati of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is eager to be there. On the other hand, you shivering and you worried. I am not fulfilling the rights of my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I'm not following the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I'm not spreading it. So Allah, this desire that I had, that I'm yearning to be in front of Rozae Park, oh Allah, your kindness, you brought me there. And as Hazrat teaches us, especially now, our focus, our mind, we should train our minds and our hearts to be focused, reading durood in front of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, making dua in front of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where Allah's greatest rahmat is descending, and we make dua, Ya Allah, let just drop one drop of your rahmat, drop on us also, let our life change, let us come back to our senses, and realize who we are, and not be caught up with all this chakkar of shaitani, doka, etc. And we should only be worried and fearful of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Nobody else. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. Let Allah's rahmat descend on us and our hearts open up. Hazrat further explains that how did we get all this enjoyment of masjid, etc., knowing about Allah Rabbul Izzat, Rahmati do jaha kahe faze atam, jin ke sadke mein Muslim wa mu'min hai hum. It is only through the special favor, the great effort and concern of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that so much so Allah Rabbul Izzat had to console Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that ma anzalna alayka al-Qur'ana li tashqa illa tazkirata liman yakhsha. When Quran Sharif was revealed initially, whole night Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in tahajjud. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beautiful, honorable feet, Mubarak, is getting swollen. And in the daytime, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making fikr. Can't we understand the road to Allah ta'ala? Allah ta'ala has to console Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today myself, I have to think that how much did we appreciate that Allah ta'ala made me in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm a Muslim, do I realize I'm a Muslim? I'm a mu'min, who am I? But we did not appreciate, we see the condition that we are going through, that shaitan taking so much advantage to see that we don't value our deen, so our deen is controlled by the enemies of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq through the barakat of our Hazrat Majlis, that we make tawbah, istighfar, and beg Allah ta'ala to open all the doors of rahmat from Haram Sharif throughout the world. Aap hi ke sharaf se ye rutba mila, ummat-e-muslima hai jo khairul umam. And because, Allahu Akbar, Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam is Sayyidul Anbiya, and Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam is the greatest of all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi sallam ummat becomes the best of ummat. Allahu Akbar. As beautifully Allama Busairi rahmatullah alayhi has put it, that we don't know our value. He says, Bushra lana ya ma'ashara al-islami inna lana min al-inayati ruknan ghayra munhadami. Lamma da'allahu da'ina li ta'atihi bi akrami rusul kunna akram al-umam. That glad tidings, O ummat of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have got such a beautiful and strong pillar of support that nobody has got, and that is the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bi akramil umami, bi akramil rusul, because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is from all the anbiya who are kareem. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is akram, most honorable, and because of that barakat, and we've got nisbat with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we get the honor of being the best of ummat. But myself, I must see, do I ever thought about it? Make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And then Hazrat further explains, when you realize this reality, hey salatin alam bi ihram mein, ban ke hazir huye gadai haram. Then when you realize where whatever position Allah gives you in this world, you realize I'm still a humble slave of Allah. It is only Allah Ta'ala's fazal and karam. Then to take off all your special clothes and suits, etc., that will be a great honor for you that you put on your ihram and you realize I'm going on my journey of love to meet Allah Rabbul Izzat. How my beloved wants me to dress, that is how I will go. And the journey of akhirat, that now I go with my kafan, I'm just going with my two pieces of sheet. And this is the journey we have to be thinking of. Now is the time of hajj, we are on our way to akhirat. We shouldn't be scared that this one is leaving, that one is leaving. It is the time that now the journey is, people are on journey all the time. So if people are going, it is Allah's special rahmat. Either we going for Haram Sharif or either we going directly to Allah Ta'ala's rahmat. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understand that Allah Ta'ala says, you'll see, Hazrat says, even the kings of the world, they'll become like ordinary mendicants. They'll be humble in front of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In front of Haram Sharif, putting on the ihram, you won't know who's the king, you won't know who's the slave. And then Hazrat further teaches us that we should be begging all the time, Meri Mali ki akhtar ki sunne dua, ho muqaddar mein har saal deede haram. Hazrat makes this dua on behalf of all of us, says, oh Allah, please, out of your kindness, oh our maker, our owner, Allah Rabbul Izzat, give us the opportunity to see Hazrat Haram Sharif every year. We don't deserve it in the least, but we should be still begging Allah Rabbul Izzat. We shouldn't look at the outward conditions that we can't go now. We should be begging Allah Ta'ala. When Allah wants to open the doors, Nobody can stop it. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-Karim. Amma ba'd. Reading from the kitab, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, Hayatul Muslimin. How will the Muslims come out from all of their problems and solutions? The ruh number 12 was erection of masajid. And in this chapter, Hazrat spoke about performing salat in the masjid, establishing performance of salat in jamaat, cleaning and maintaining the masjid in a good condition, visiting the masjid in abundance, respecting and revering the masjid. Continuing, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are several acts which are improper in regard to a masjid. The masjid should not be used as a thoroughfare, a shortcut to get to the other side of the road. Weapons should not be borne inside the masjid. Raw meat should not be taken in. Punishment should not be meted out inside it. And it should not be made a place of trade. All such worldly acts are negatory of the sanctity and respect of the masjid, hence forbidden. The prohibited activities are not restricted to those mentioned in the hadith. Everything which is in conflict with the sanctity and dignity of the masjid is not allowed in the masjid. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhuma narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, soon will there be such people who will indulge in worldly conversation inside the masjid. Allah cares not for them. Soon there will be such people who will indulge in worldly conversation inside the masjid. Allah cares not for them. This hadith refers to prohibition of worldly talk inside the masjid. It mentions the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala. Such people are deprived of His mercy and instead invite Allah Ta'ala's wrath. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for every step taken by one who proceeds to the masjid for Jamaat Salat, a sin which he had already committed is wiped out and a good deed is recorded. This happens in going to as well as in returning from the masjid. Note the thawab for proceeding to and even returning from the masjid is indeed a grace. There is no limit to Allah Ta'ala's mercy. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever walks to the masjid in the darkness of the night would meet Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah with Noor. He will meet Allah Ta'ala with Noor on the day of Qiyamah. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Allah will grant his shade to seven types of people on the day when there will be no other shade besides his shade. Among the seven, one is a man whose heart is attached to the masjid. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, refrain from these foul smelling vegetables before coming to the masjid. If you wish to eat these, then eliminate the bad odor with fire, that is by means of cooking. Now this hadith prohibits the eating of raw garlic, onions and the like before coming to the masjid. Other hadith specifically mention garlic and onions. Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever proceeds to the masjid having only the intention of learning or teaching some goodness in some aspect of deen, he will receive the reward of a perfect hajj. Just by coming to the masjid with the intention of learning or teaching some goodness, something of deen, will get the thawab of a perfect hajj. From this hadith we learn that the masjid, while it is a place of salah, is also a place of acquiring knowledge of the deen. It is therefore highly beneficial and meritorious if in the masjid there always remains a person who can impart teachings of the deen. From the aforementioned narrations, the following program of actions is established for Muslims. Number one, in all places and cities, towns and villages, masjid should be built in accordance with the needs of the place. Number two, all means and agencies employed in the construction of the masjid should be halal. Number three, the masjid must be respected and honored. They have to be properly maintained and cleaned and kept free from all offensive odors and uncleanliness or any activity which causes offense and violates the sanctity of the masjid. Number four, males must perform salat in the masjid. They must not forego jamaat without valid reason. In addition to the increased thawab for performing salah in jamaat in the masjid, there is also the benefit of fostering good ties with Muslims. One remains informed of the conditions of the community. This is clear from the ahadith. Number five, the community should retain in the masjid the service of such a man who is competent enough to instruct the community in the teachings of the deen. Number 6, whenever one finds the opportunity, he should proceed to the masjid and become engaged there in dini activity. Then Hazrat writes, the hadith make it abundantly clear that it is by far better for women to perform salah at home. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فإذا دخلتم بيوتا فسلموا على أنفسكم تحية من عند الله مباركة طيبة كذلك يبين الله لكم الآيات لعلكم تعقلون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We heard about the masjid and the importance of masjid, and the masjid basically is for namaz, for all other ibadat also, but the main ibadat in the masjid is the namaz. And just to give us an idea, we all, mashallah, we read Fadaili Amal, we have listened to it, we know the value, but one very, very important aspect which inshallah can help us to realize the value of namaz, Ibn Sirin Rahmatullah Ali was a very great alim, famous for dream interpretation, very perfect in what dream interpretations he used to give. But this was all because of his great, great piety. So he says, if I'm given the choice of Jannat on one side and two rakats of namaz, I will choose two rakats of namaz. So we can imagine what is dunya. Dunya compared to Jannat. And he says, if I'm offered Jannat and I'm offered two rakats of namaz, I will prefer two rakats of namaz. And this is quite clear. The ulama explained that in Jannat is our pleasure, and in namaz is the pleasure of Allah. Allah becomes happy. So we can understand the pleasure of Allah, how great it is. And may Allah make this also a means, and all fadail, knowledge, ilm of fadail, where it teaches us the fadail, it teaches us, and we get encouraged when we know the fadail. But if fadail, the knowledge of fadail is a very, very great means in order to acquire sincerity also. Because now you're going to do it for the virtue of that amal. So you'll be doing it for Allah's pleasure. And if you don't know the fadail, you might be doing it for your nafs, you might be doing it to show people. But when you know the fadail, and also it will help us to gain a high level of sincerity, ikhlas, which is a basic condition for acceptance of amal, that it must be done for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When a person will know the fadail, then he'll say, for this dunya's sake, for people's sake, for people must see, people must praise me. That is nothing whatsoever compared to this fadail. So he'll do it for the fadail. So fadail will bring about sincerity also. It will bring a passion for the amal also. Amal will become easy also. Difficult amal become tahajjud, etc., become easy when a person considers the fadail. Then Allah Ta'ala makes it very, very easy. Like that instance of that lady of Egypt, who was a muallima, teacher in a madrasa, and what encouraged her very greatly. And like for every person, there is something that just hits in the heart. For her, she says, this ayat, وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى. I hurried to you, O Allah, to please you. So she says, whenever azan goes, she leaves everything, she makes namaz. She says, 2 o'clock in the morning, she used to set her alarm for tahajjud. And sometimes you are tired, feeling groggy, sometimes you didn't sleep well, you got some nightmares. In your dream, you were so busy doing so many things, and when you have to get up now, you feel tired at that time. So, but then she just thinks of this ayat. So all fadail, if we just think of the fadail, it will make all those amal very easy. To get up for tahajjud, even when a person is tired, he doesn't feel like getting up, But fadail will make a person get up easily. So fadail are very, very important. So Ibn Sirin rahmatullah alayhi said, if I've got a choice of jannat on one side and two rakats of namaz, I will choose namaz. From this also, Allah put it in our hearts, the value of namaz. We just take it for granted, we're making namaz. Namaz, really, even this year, which Ibn Sirin rahmatullah alayhi has explained, is just to give us an idea. Otherwise, the value of namaz, we cannot imagine. So Allah give us tawfiq to really honor, respect, revere namaz. What a great, great bounty. And when a person gets tawfiq of namaz, we should think that the whole world, whatever it is, it cannot compare with this. And Allah has given me this tawfiq. Even as weak as our namazes are, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written that no matter how weak our namazes are, but it's still better than not making namaz. In other words, that namaz has still got value, even if it's just the outward form. There is no real reality from inside. That is also much more better than not making namaz. And that also, that namaz also is better than this whole world and what it contains. And actually, of course, we must have the essence of namaz. Our mind, our heart must be in namaz. Then what to say of that namaz? That namaz that gives us contact with Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. What is that namaz then? So Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand. Then, and for example, also, one subhanallah, how valuable is it? The whole world and what it contains cannot equal subhanallah. In any way, in quantity also, quality also, it cannot. And in namaz compared to subhanallah is much more superior, nafal namaz. And then all the sunnat namazes, ghair muakkada, muakkada, and then what to say about faraz namaz. And that faraz namaz that Allah gives tawfiq to make in wad jamaat and in the masjid, the house of Allah. Really, Allah give us some idea of what this great, great ni'mat is. Allah has really blessed us with great ni'mat of namaz, of our masajid, and to be in the masajid, to spend time for namaz as we come. And how fortunate also we are that a person, Allah make us all namazis, five time namazis. Then our hearts are connected to the masjid. We just finished one namaz, we are going out. But in our mind is that after Asr we go, especially in winter, the time is so short between Asr and Maghrib. But I'm going to come back again. I'm not just going to go away, I'm going, and my planning is such, everything, that I have to come back again. For all, Fajr, even Isha, we go home, we'll go and sleep, everything. But our niyat is, Fajr, I must be back in the masjid again. So a person like that, Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, that person, his heart is in the masjid all the time. He will be counted by Allah Ta'ala as though he was in the masjid all the time. Though all our dunya's work was carrying on, everything, but we will be counted by Allah as though we were in the masjid all the time. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. With the present situation, not only here, in the whole world. And even so, what is a thing that everyone wants, he wants peace. With all this also, this virus, etc., and all the controversies that are going on, not only amongst the ulama, amongst Muslims, the people of the world, all. There's so much debate whether these protocols of the mask, etc., the people of the world, non-Muslims, they've got all so many different views, and everyone is exerting himself to prove his point. Both sides, whether it is beneficial or whether it is not beneficial or in fact harmful. And in that world of theirs, they are also top people, and they are also all these things they are discussing all the time. So with regard to that, with regard to the vaccine, etc., not only Muslims and not only ulama decrying it or saying it's not safe, etc., even other people, non-Muslims and academics in their field, and according to them, big academics, they are also saying it's harmful, in fact. So this is carrying on. And all this controversy, all this discussion, it has an effect on a person. And many times a person feels, I don't want to know anything. I just want peace. And the greatest peace is in the masjid. And the greatest peace in the masjid is in namaz. And in namaz, the greatest peace is in sajda. When a person is in sajda, he's the closest to Allah. And that is the greatest peace. And the dua, Allahumma antas salam. You are peace, O Allah. So peace is by coming to Allah Ta'ala. Peace is coming to the house of Allah Ta'ala. That is where we will feel. وَمِنْكَ السَّلَامُ. You are peace. And peace is only from you. تَبَارَكْتَ يَا ذُلْ جَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Allah is ذُلْ جَلَالِ and ذُلْ إِكْرَامِ. So what peace won't a person get if he just connects himself with Allah Ta'ala. And then one great, great means of peace, really, which we people who we think ourselves, we would like to think ourselves that we are in deen, that we are practicing deen, and we think many times of other people who are not practicing deen. But really, how much of deen is in our lives? That is very important for a person always to consider. One pious lady of a nearby country speaks to her family people regularly, and she says, consider, is deen coming in our lives or is deen going out of our lives? And the family, that all the males spend their 4 months in Jamaat every year. And they are all alims, hafizas, a whole deeni family. But the mother, Allah reward her, she has got this concern and this deep understanding that in spite of all these amal, deen, you might have the knowledge of deen, everything, but is deen coming in our lives, in our homes, or is deen going out of our lives? There is a wedding occasion, how much of deen is in that wedding occasion? We patch it up and cover it up and give it a Islamic flavor, and everyone does it. People who print wedding cards also, they will quote a hadith there also, and they will also make it, give it a deeny flavor, etc. But really, how much of deen? So with regard to salam, each one of us thinks that how much of salam is in my life? How much of salam is in my home? One alim came here to the madrasa one time. After when he was leaving, he met me. He said, I see there's no salam in the madrasa. When the madrasa is supposed to be it's a dini institution. We call it a dini institution. But salam is not there. We consider we go for Hajj Umrah. All are Muslims there. But how much do we make salam? How much does anyone make us salam? We don't have to. It comes in the hadith clearly. Make salam to those that you know and those who you don't know. And perhaps we don't know if he's a Muslim or not. But there when we are in Haramain Sharifain, all are Muslims. But how much salam do we hear? And the time when we do hear salam, if you reply to that salam, which is also another thing. Today, many a person, we make salam under our breath also. Just shake our head a little, and just under our breath we make. Salam should be made clearly. One Sudanese man told our Shaykh, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, that salam also, the alif lam at the beginning, assalamu alaikum, that also should be pronounced properly. It shouldn't be salamu alaikum. Many of us, we just like that. Or with it's just under the breath. He said it must be clearly. So salam must be made very, very clearly. In fact, if we really have to establish a proper deen environment, whether it's in the home, whether it is in our businesses, whether it is in a madrasa, a khanqa, anywhere, then we today, we will wonder that aren't we overdoing it? If we really all have to be making salam, how much we have to be making? Then we will, today without salam, we are comfortable. And when a person makes salam, that also just under his breath, and the person replying also, he may just nod his head a bit, or he just lifts his hand a little, so he has given, and he's saying it also. But just to himself he's saying it. Whereas it should be said clearly and loudly. It should be very clear. This will bring the peace of Allah Ta'ala. It's a message of peace. And then salam, in few places in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala is referred. وَإِذَا خُيِّتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّهَا. That salam, when somebody makes salam to you, give him a similar reply. Or better even. Otherwise, just at least so much. Somebody just said, Assalamu alaikum. Reply should be, Wa alaikum assalam, minimum. And better than that, Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Today, if we also consider, if we do make salam, when did we say, Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu? Mostly it's only if we do make it. And consider and check ourselves. Allah give us tawfiq. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, on one occasion, pumpkin, marrow, etc. was in season. So every day he came home, every meal it was dodi. So he asked his wife, what's happening? Just dodi after dodi, dodi after dodi. So she said, isn't it sunnat? So then it struck him. He says, we talk so much of sunnah, but how much am I practicing sunnah, he thought. So there is also something that whether it's deen, whether it's sunnah, we talk, but how much of sunnah is in my life? That we have to check. So he says, for 3 days I checked myself properly, from morning to night. Are the sunnahs in my life, or are we just talking about sunnah? Many things we talk about it, which is also good. And Allah give us tawfiq to talk with the niyyah to bring it in our lives. Then eventually it will come into our lives. Amal are not just so easy that they just come. When a person really thinks about it, talks about it, listens to it, makes ta'aneem, reads about it, then it eventually, and first just the outward picture of amal comes. In fact, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali told that ikhlas, sincerity, which even little children will say that we have to do everything with sincerity. But the reality of it, he says, comes very late in life. In fact, the reality of deen also, and that is for a person practicing deen, the reality of deen comes very late in life. Fortunate Allah grant us all before we die. And the actual reality, nobody can reach there. But to what level Allah takes us, and then a person can only make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Reality of deen is something very great. So, like in the Haram Sharif, somebody makes salam, and if you reply to that person, then in all probability it is that that person next will tell you, I lost my passport, my money got stolen. So it looks like namaz is just left for that. If you don't want to beg also, or if you haven't got a problem, you don't make salam also. In our businesses also, we will, at the moment, well, conditions are a bit different presently, but with the collectors that come, in our businesses also, we consider little, do we hear anyone making salam? And when we do hear somebody making salam loudly and clearly, then when we look up, who's it? It's a collector. So, salam is only left for the collectors. Otherwise, nobody makes salam. So, salam, Allah Ta'ala make it that, and so many places in the Quran, and Allah Ta'ala has given the command. But with the study of deen and the great ulama in Aimma, they haven't declared to make salam as farad. Though it's a command in the Quran Sharif and so many ayat, but to make salam isn't amongst the farais. It is sunnah. It is a very great sunnah. But that's mentioned so much in the Quran should be enough for us to understand the great value of salam. On one occasion, sitting on the mimbar here, one alim of Bangladesh gave 3 very beautiful explanations of salam, what salam is. The first, he said, that it is peace, which is the common meaning which we all take. As-salamu alaykum, peace be upon you. So, and peace is no small thing. What a great thing. A person really, if he analyzes, all his efforts for dunya is to acquire peace. All the money, the things he buys, the house he buys, the car, he wants peace. Everyone wants peace. And having all that, many a person will want to run away all that and say, I'm just looking for peace. Whether we will go to a resort to look for peace, or whether we will just go in the jungle to look for peace. But a person will want to sometimes even leave his family. I just want peace. Looking for peace. And peace, Allah has made it abundant for us. But unfortunately, because deen is not in our lives, and the world is looking for peace. Really, the answer for this virus also, the answer for all political problems, financial problems, health problems, is salam. If we make salam, peace be upon you. Is a tahiyyata min indillah. It is from Allah. Mubarakatan tayyiba. It is full of barakah. It is pure peace from Allah Ta'ala. What more do we want? But if only we can bring this deen into our lives. When we enter the home, فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. And you are make, and then make salam on yourself. You are making salam to the house people. But that they will give you a reply. And when you are making salam, it is peace for everyone. So the first meaning he gave is peace. Second meaning he said, that it is one of the names of Allah Ta'ala, As-Salamu. So it will then be in the meaning of As-Salamu Ma'akum. When you say As-Salamu Alaikum, you are saying As-Salamu Ma'akum. May Allah be with you. And I imagine, we think that the head of the family, the father most in most cases, he is at home with the family the whole night. The family, children, all feel comfortable. Our father is here, he'll protect us. The wife feels everyone. We are in the home, we get protection. But when he's leaving in the morning, now he's going away. We're going to be left alone, yeah. So if he makes salam at that time, he tells them, I'm going, I'm not here, but I'm leaving Allah with you people. How many people on their dying bed, when the right last moments, they told the family, I'm leaving you in Allah's care. Hey, what consolence those people got. And then how their lives prospered in every way, in deen, dunya, that I'm leaving you in Allah's care. What more do we want? This is every day, not once a day. How many times? In Kanzul Ummal, there's a riwayat that a person who makes 20 times a day salam, and he passes away that day, he will go straight to Jannah. In other words, we are encouraged. And really we should try from the morning when we get up to try and fill our quota, that I must say as soon as possible, so much so that like even so to say that even if it's not the occasion, but make salam, I have to fill my quota as much as we can. We make salam. Of course, we don't make to make a joke out of any smallest thing of deen is kufr. We shouldn't make a joke about anything, but salam should be made so common that we making a lot of salam. So it is, one is that it is peace, and peace from Allah Ta'ala. The second it is that Allah be with you. And the third meaning explained, that as-salam, when you say, you are giving guarantee to your fellow brother, and to whoever you are making salam, that I am giving you message of peace from my side, I won't harm you in any way whatsoever. So in namaz, for example, we make salam on the one side, all who are on the right, all who are on the left we make. Where at home we're making salam. If we're really making salam, there's no question of fight between husband and wife. There's no question of fight in the family if we are making salam. Wherever we are, in the community, there won't be fights also. If we're making salam, and with salam, not only the verbal, but the essence of it, and by the barakat of it, the words of salam, Allah will bring that peace. And Allah will remove all our problems and difficulties, whatever they can be. Salam is a guarantor of this. It guarantees this year. So Allah Ta'ala has given that. So when a person makes salam when leaving home, he makes salam. So he's telling them, I'm going, but Allah will be with you. So you get so much of tranquility, happiness. Allah is with us. And they give salam to him, then he also, that you are going on the road. Where accidents, how common they are, hijackings, all different types of things. How many times a person leaves home, never to return again. The next you have to go and visit him in a hospital. Or Allah save us, you collect the body. You just have to collect the body. But with salam, you gave him also the message of peace. Peace be with you also. Wherever you are going, and really if we do this, there will be that peace. And Islam is undoubtedly, and the system of Allah, the most essential things are made so easy and common. Everyone knows salam. And in fact, everyone will know even wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Everyone will know. So Allah made it, and it is so simple. It is, you don't need to attend some workshop or some seminar where you pay 5,000, 20,000, 30,000, and you are going to be taught about peace. You just today in a seminar, you put that caption and see how many you will be sold out so quick for 30,000 a ticket, 40,000 for a person. But really, Islam is ma as'alukum alayhi min ajr. That is the reality, that nothing I ask you for it, nothing. Not even a jazakallah. If you say jazakallah, shukr. But not even that, just for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this great, great ibadah, this great aspect of our deen. So we should consider, we can think for ourselves, today when I entered home, did I make salam? And some of us, we leave the home, we come once at night. Some of us who are teaching, we are all the time, we are going home few times, we are going to namaz, coming back, we are coming. Or in the business when we go, in the offices we work, do we make salam when we enter? And really if we make, we'll see people picking up their heads, that what's happening today. Why is the salam? Like that father when he was leaving home, and he heard a bayan and he made salam as he was leaving, the whole family got surprised that is he going to die today? Mm-hmm. Till today never he made salam. Today he's making salam, all came out. It was a house with inside what balcony, like a corridor on top. So all gathered to see that why salam today? Really, that is, if we really bring an Islamic environment, bada al-Islamu ghariba. وَسَيْعُودُ إِلَى الْغُرَبَىٰ. Islam started in a very strange, that what is this now, new thing? And it will again happen. If we start salam, everyone will get surprised that he's making now so much salam. But salam, it comes in the Hadith Sharif. If two people are walking together, a tree comes there, and one goes this side of the tree, the other one the other side. When you meet again, you should make salam again. And not whisper it, but say it clearly also. So salam is a very, very great gift of Allah Ta'ala, which Allah Ta'ala has given us. And it is the solution to all our problems also. And the salam, peace, is such a thing that everyone is craving for it. Everyone's want peace in this world of chaos, this world of violence, this world of robbing and all fraud and corruption. Everyone, what we want things to go right, is peace. And Islam is that deen, that right in the greeting of our deen, Allah has given it to us. The whole of deen is so vast and so big. And then again, As-salamu alaykum, peace be upon you. And wa rahmatullah, the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. And this is now our family, we say, we love our family, we claim we love them. And we claim we are Muslims, and we claim, and we would like to think we are good Muslims. But where the rahmat of Allah, when do we employ it, ask for it? Dua, we will ask for one. Dua is also a thing. Today you ask somebody dua, they will ask, you got a problem. Whereas dua is sunnah, that to ask one another for dua should be a common thing. Ask one another for dua. But today people get surprised that you're asking me for dua. Dua is also, so this, and this is the biggest dua that you are giving of salamati wa rahmatullah. And as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, wa barakatuhu. As-salam is singular. Rahmatullah is singular. Barakatuhu is plural. Barakatuhu is the singular. Barakatuhu. In other words, our mizaj, we all want barakat. To barakat in time, barakat in money we lost long ago already. Barakat in time we have lost. Barakat in health we have lost. And in word barakat, what is barakat? Maulana Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say that you won't find the word barakat in the dictionary, English dictionary, because they don't have barakat in their lives, he said. But what is barakat? That a little bit, and Allah does a lot of work in that. Little money. Today we all want lot of money. Even if we count ourselves among dindar people, we are not. Qanaat is also a commodity that is lost. To make qanaat, to be content with what you have, that is the thing we all want more. Whereas barakat is that you have a little, and Allah does a lot for you in that little bit of yours. Barakat in time. You have a little time, but a lot of work is done. And we see in the lives of the buzurgs, like for example, they had the same lifespan like us, like Imam Ghazali, Imam Hazrat Mohan Thanvi Rahmat, and all our great, great ulama. What work they did, to till today, the barakat Allah has given, that knowledge of theirs is still spreading. And their sawabs are still accumulating all the time. And they are multiplying, compounded all the time. Because whatever their teachings were, their khulafat, their students, in turn theirs, and where in the world today, like for example, Imam Ghazali's name is taken, Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali's name is taken, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, a short life of 63 years. But the world today is singing his praises. If somebody is talking anything evil, Allah guide those people. But if you're saying 12 o'clock in the day that the sun is not out, that's your own problem. If you can't see the sun of Nabuwat, that's your problem. But the shining sun of Nabuwat, so all this is okay, so barakat in that. So Allah has given us the salam. Allah give us tawfiq that we realize our deen, and really it is the basics and what it is, the simple things. We would all like big, big wazifas, etc. But just this basic thing, just bring salam alive in my life, in my home, in my office, my car, my business, wherever I am, if we can have, bring salam alive. And though people will even pass some remarks, etc., but bring it alive. Allah give us all tawfiq to bring the whole of deen alive and in salam, especially in these times, the solution to the problems, really, if we make salam, Allah will take away the pandemic also. All this fighting and that we are having, all the confusion we are seeing, if we make salam, don't wait for others. We make salam, by the barakat of it, Allah will take away all these problems. And see the salamity we will get in our body also. Salamity in our time also. Salamity in our home. Salamity in our businesses. In everything, Allah will grant us this salamity. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah bihamdihi. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك